Southern California water officials have reached an agreement on an historic water transfer deal that will stave off drastic cuts in the region's water supply. The plan is a crucial part of efforts to wean California off its over-reliance on limited Colorado River water. Eric Anderson of member station KPBS reports that the billion-dollar deal attempts to conserve water while protecting an important bird sanctuary at the Salton Sea.
Up to 90% of Southern California's water is imported from Northern California or the Colorado River, and much of that is set aside for agriculture in the Imperial Valley. Irrigation District spokesman Andy Horn says farmers use their water to turn the hot desert valley into 500,000 acres of lush farmland.
It is a form of religion down here that water belongs to us. We feel we put it to good use, growing food for this country, and we feel it's important that we'd be allowed to continue to do that.
However, critics accuse the Imperial Valley of wasting its huge Colorado River allotment by using an inefficient irrigation system. Imperial officials figured they could conserve 200,000 acre-feet of water and then sell that water to San Diego. Negotiations on the transfer have been going on for 6 years. Most recently, they've been held up over environmental concerns that the deal threatens a bird sanctuary at the Salton Sea. The 70-square-mile desert lake is a major stop for hundreds of thousands of migratory birds on the Pacific Flyway. Its water comes from runoff from irrigated fields in the Imperial Valley. Imperial Valley spokesman Andy Horn.
For every acre-foot of water that we deliver to our farmers, that comes with a bonus, but it's not anything positive, about a ton of salt.
The salt is washed off the fields and ends up in the dying lake. Part of the water transfer deal calls for Imperial officials to idle some farmland and allow more water to flow directly into the lake. The final deal also transfers less water during the early years in order to protect the health of the lake. Today's deal is a crucial step in the region's long-term plan to provide water for an ever-growing population. For years, the state has taken more than its share of Colorado River water, and San Diego County Water Authority spokesman Dennis Cushman says the federal government has made it easy to overindulge.
California has been able to get by because the Secretary of the Interior has simply declared there are surpluses on the river.
That's allowed California to use significantly more water than it was entitled to, prompting other western states to demand that California live within its water means. The new water transfer deal is a key part of the state's plan to meet an end-of-the-year Interior Department deadline to map out its water future. It is the state's largest ever water transfer deal, and it gives water officials some breathing room as California gradually weans itself off its overuse of the Colorado River. For NPR News, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.